Hello, Indie PopCon. This is Danny Chapman, and I, along with my co-hosts Ali Lefevre and Lindsay Rush, host the Potterotica podcast. We are a Chicago-based podcast where each week we read from author-approved erotic Harry Potter fan fiction. As we read, we add our own take on the stories, and because we read everything for the very first time as we record, it's all improvised and can get pretty wild. I am so proud of our podcast, not only because of the podcast itself, but because of the community that we've built of people who are open-minded, fun, and love two of our favorite things, Harry Potter and sex. What you're about to hear is the start of season four, which we introduced in one of our favorite ways, via singing. So we recap the first three seasons that we read about, and then you'll get to hear us introduce the story, read a little short clip of it, and then end it in our other favorite way, which is with the Wands Up or Wands Down song and judgments. So hope you enjoy. Sorry that this is definitely not safe for work, and thank you for your consideration.
What happens when your favorite Harry Potter characters get put in slightly more adult situations?
The answer is Potterotica. Yep, that's erotic Harry Potter fan fiction.
Chances are you've never heard of this, and neither had we. So naturally, we wanted to make a podcast about it.
I'm Lindsay Rush.
I'm Danny Chapman.
And I'm Ali Lefevre, and this is the Potterotica podcast,
where we read erotic Harry Potter fanfic one chapter each episode.
The following podcast is rated H for horny. It contains adult themes, sexually explicit content, and strong language.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Season one had us petrified. Snape worshipped every knuckle on his way inside. In the prefect's bathroom is where they bathed and got it on. Hermione was strong, and she chose Snape over Ron. And we came back with season two. Woo! A little Amortentia helped Hermione finally screw. On the broom and by the black lake, on the tables in the hall. If they had known for just one second that old Bloodhorn side all. So now we flee, woo, to season three. A cockroteaker sent Harry on a dick pic spree. Who'd have thought that Draco would have loved to teach a photo class? A silk red claw helped Harry get much more of an ass. Now season four, woo, the Marauders. Sirius, James, and Lily are the horniest Gryffindors. Woo! Have your wands out at the ready. We've got so much more in store. Get on all fours. It's season four. Hey, hey.
Allie's like hearty chuckle at her solos.
Elastically trained. That
was... Guys, this is the real deal. This is season four.
We just time turned back to the 70s.
But before we get started, let's give a mega shout out to the author of the story. The author's name is Beta329, and the story is called Slipping.
Slipping. So, it could mean so many things.
Yeah, somebody's gonna be wet, so just be careful.
Doesn't slipping also mean like when you're like cheating?
Oh,
like you're slipping.
Oh, girl, you slipping?
Yeah.
Girl, you be slipping?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm like, oh, you know, slipping, that's very dangerous. But I guess cheating
slippery
is slippery
when wet.
Maybe it's going to be another prefect's bathroom.
If it is. Hey. Yeah.
So, so excited to be reading this. I think we got some slipping going on because the preview says Sirius has committed the ultimate crime. He can't stop fantasizing about his best friend's girl.
Oh, I guess had I read that, that would have answered my question.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it means.
He's slipping.
It does mean.
He be slipping. He be slipping.
Okay?
Cool.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's get wet.
Ahem, came a sound just at his feet. Sirius slowed but didn't stop. Oh, he was so close after all and opened one eye. There was James standing at the foot of the couch, Starkers. Arms crossed over his chest, Lily wrapped in the velvet throw stood just behind him. Having fun there? James asked. Almost. You interrupted me, said Sirius. James coughed. Well, sorry to intrude, but you know anyone could walk in. Sirius rolled his eyes and began to work at himself hard and fast again. And they're just standing there.
Is this like Cruel Intentions?
It is.
You know, it's just like knowing, you know, just doing what you want.
Cruel Incantations.
Ooh.
This feels very Sirius Black, though. Like, he gives zero fucks.
He's like having a conversation with him and then still doing it.
Yeah. And him and James have like a very
open
bro relationship.
Bropen.
We're in a bropen relationship. Sirius rolled his eyes and began to work at himself hard and fast again. We're the only Gryffindors here, Prongs. And seeing as you two are busy, I thought I'd blow off some steam. Mind if I have Lily's shirt back? Said James. Oh. So embarrassing. What? Oh, yeah. Sirius tossed the shirt at James, who takes it full on the face and turns toward Lily. And that's when Sirius puts two and two together. There she is, standing there behind James, eyes big, staring at him. No, not him, his cock. Sirius squeezes it hard, and he sees Lily's lip tremble a bit. Come on, Lily, James says, grabbing her by the shoulder. Oh, let her watch. It's almost over. Sirius calls off to James, retreating back as he tries to guide Lily off. She turns to follow him, but looks over her shoulder at Sirius, her mouth slightly open and eyes big as though she's trying to capture every moment. Never one to dull an audience, Sirius bites his lip, bucks his hip, and goes after it with all of the strength he can muster. Imagining those soft lips moving up his shaft and the smell of her still in his nose, Sirius moans as he comes, spraying all over his shirt and cum dripping down onto his fingers. He brings his fingers to his lips, sucking it off gently before looking up at Lily's
I don't know if that's the move that would have set me over the edge.
Well, Lindsay loves snacks, so.
Just pop in, grab a snack.
Are those nacho cheese flavored cups?
Before looking up at Lily's now flushed face as James climbs the stairs just in front of her, Sirius smiles and winks. Blushing furiously, Lily puts her head down and runs up the stairs out of sight. With a sigh, Sirius wonders what that was all about.
Danny also wonders what that was all about.
This seems like this was just...
Allie will be wondering all night long.
This is just Sirius's first noticing you, noticing me situation.
Noticing you.
Yep, I knew it.
Noticing me.
That was hot. I mean,
is that as fast and hot as a story we've ever read has
started? Yeah.
Yeah.
We got right into it.
And I think this is like... the serious shenanigans. Like, I think that's what we're going to get this whole story,
right? He doesn't give an F.
He doesn't. This is very on brand for Sirius.
Allie is the Sirius expert. Just ask her.
So,
this is on brand because classic. I say so.
Because I say so, and what do you guys want to know?
You know, like, when someone, like, knows a lot about something, they're like, that's what I was going to say. It's actually, I knew he was going to lick the cum off his fingers because that's very serious.
Very serious. If anyone was going to lick cum off their fingers, it's serious. But
had you asked me before, that's what I would have said.
It's like, what's something that you expect to happen in chapter one? Sirius is going to lick cum off his fingers, you guys.
She's an expert. Lily couldn't get the moment out of her mind. Sirius lying on the couch, his eyes
squeezed shut.
Got it. His eyes squeezed shut. She's an expert. The veins in his hands strained against the muscles working over his cock. Okay. It's too many. Lily remembered being stunned at how rough he was. And then his eyes opened and he was looking at James, then looking at Lily. No shame. It was like he planned the whole thing. Lily shook her head, the familiar tension building in her stomach. She couldn't do this. She couldn't be thinking about Sirius Black, notorious man whore and best friend of her boyfriend. She couldn't think about his muscled body, those calloused hands running down her back and breasts, that huge cock rubbing between her lips, pressed inside her, her tongue running down his neck, her fingernails digging into his flesh as he held her so rough and hard against them.
Why is he so calloused? Is it from Quidditch? Is he a carpenter?
Quick question.
Just a real man.
It seems to be something everyone's very like, familiar with.
He needs
with.
To see like, a dermatologist.
Yeah, like Sirius Black and his calloused hands.
He's just like, my hands are so rough. It's just me.
So we're working with all that wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just screamed that into the microphone.
It's like working
Got
with
so
that wood.
So excited.
Holding that broom.
Lily wanted to crawl in a hole and die. And yet her heart was beating so fast and her stomach was in too many knots to count. She had to get a handle on this. It was just a crush after all. A schoolgirl's curiosity, right? End of chapter.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
What a first episode.
Wow.
Whoa. Slow clap.
Rudy. Rudy.
Rudy.
Ducks. Ducks. Sorry. Wow. Okay. When the episode ends, check your underpants. Are you
wands up or down?
Now. Wands down. Oh, wow. I mean, I don't know where my wand is. That's how high it is. It just shot off into the like
ozone.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not thinking straight. That was so
ozone
great.
Wand. Oh, yeah. Mm. Classic.
I love all of it. I love it. You guys, I don't even know what to say.
She's crying.
Oh, I mean, the like crush and tension and we shouldn't and all that stuff and how aggressive Sirius is in terms of just being like, hey, like I feel like he's just going to be like, okay, Lily, you want it. I want it. Let's do it. And it sounds like James is sort of broken. So I think a lot of stuff's going to happen.
And we might have a consensual.
It'll definitely be consensual.
Well, consensual meaning like he's cool with Sirius and Lily.
Open. Yeah.
Oh,
open.
You mean like, right. Like broken. You can sleep with my girl.
Yeah. Like he's consenting.
Yes.
Al?
Oh my God. My wand is up there in the ozone with Lindsay's.
Flying.
This might be my favorite. In terms of the actual story, this might be my favorite inaugural episode so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was super sexy. I'm vibing. I love Sirius's, you know, he's a little cocky. He's super confident in himself. And
not just a little cocky.
So yeah, we got a lot of cocky.
Boner's going to hit him in the face.
I'm into it. And I like that. I like she's feeling it too. Yeah.
My wand is way up. I think through this podcast, I was kind of nervous. Like, are we going to see the same characters over and over again? But we're now getting introduced to three characters that we haven't had a chance to meet, but yet we still get our favorites. Like my favorite, McGonagall, is still part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're still in the castle, but like these three personalities, I don't think are any that we've met before.
No. Uh-uh.
So I'm so excited to.
I'm excited to get to know James more too.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming we're going to get some Remus. I mean, they're all.
Let's hope so.
So kudos again to, I think, the author Beta329.
Mm-hmm.
For writing this
and getting it going right away.
Yeah. Mm. So
love it. Can't wait for more.
Tune in next week. Episode 2 is gonna be
in your pants,
in your face. Pants.
It's gonna be,
it's guys. I don't know where it's gonna be.
Yeah.
For more erotic goodness, follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Poterotica Podcast, or join our private Facebook group, The Poterotics.
For updates, merch, or to submit a story, visit us at PoteroticaPodcast.com.
And if you like what you're listening to, make sure you're subscribed. And if you're extra horny, leave a review.
But only if it's nice.
10 points for nice reviews.